This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Curse your YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. As yesterday, the Eagles actually added some football players to this team, and obviously ones they needed after all the defections this week. So they jump in with Josh Uche on the edge as a pass rusher. Guy had 11.5 sacks in 2022. Has fallen off since. Traded from the Pats to the Chiefs last year. Didn't play much down the stretch for Kansas City, but a guy that's had some success in the NFL. Adoree Jackson, a 30-year-old corner, played last year with the Giants. A guy that was drafted in the first round back in the day out of USC. So Adoree Jackson, Josh Uche, added to Kenyon Green. And it's pretty clear that the Eagles have a type when it comes to acquisitions, especially short-term deals and players they target. And I think based on all this, next year I might try to put together a list of guys I'm going to guess they're going to go after. Because as time progresses here, it's clear the Eagles have morphed into having a type of player they look to acquire and bring into the organization on almost like a buy low or not a buy high type of thing. You know, I don't think Adoree Jackson is particularly a buy low. It's just a different stage of his career. But Josh Uche is clearly a buy low. Kenyon Green is a buy low. And I started to look at the kind of common denominators between these players. You go back to last offseason, and there's a lot of similarities between these players in terms of their trajectory, their career status, their age, and how the Eagles have an association with them. Let's go through the three we got so far this offseason to kind of paint the picture of where they all came from, in essence. So Kenyon Green here, in the trade from the Houston Texans for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, a 2022 first-round pick, young player, 24 years old, and trying to resurrect his career. Josh Uche, 2020 draft pick, you know, a player that is in his mid-20s, trying to put his career back on the map after a couple years ago, looking like he was going to be a premier pass rusher and then falling off. There's some questions about how he takes to coaching. That was part of the issue with Gerard Mayo and why they traded him last year in New England mid-season to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then Adoree Jackson, of course, older a little bit compared to the other guys, 30 years old. But one thing that I think it's fair to note, they're all high picks. So Adoree Jackson was a first-round pick in 2017. Josh Uche was a second-round pick in 2020. Kenyon Green, a first-round pick in 2022. So these are all first- and second-round picks. You go back to last offseason, what did the Eagles do? They loaded up on former first-rounders between Jahan Dotson and Devin White and Kenny Pickett. They were bringing in former first-rounders every which way you could find them with the idea of trying to put their careers back on track. And so I got two thoughts on this from a baseball perspective. My mind always goes back to baseball. And I always think about the smartest people in sports, how they approach things, what they do, and how does that compare to what the Eagles are doing? Because the Eagles are as smart and as good as anybody in pro sports. And I think Howie Roseman's the best general manager in professional sports right now. But two organizations that rival what the Eagles have done recently, and one is doing it concurrently in their sport, and one is doing it, or did it, you know, for years. They haven't been quite as good, still obviously really good, but not like they used to be. So the first is the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have a system in place, an infrastructure in place, where they not only sign the best players, develop the best players, but there's a third lever they pull, which is they will take distressed assets, players that are down on their luck, whether it be an injury or just poor performance with another team, and they'll bring them into their fold and they'll make them way better. And sometimes they retain those players. Sometimes, though, they those players benefit and then they move on. And a couple that come to mind, Tyler Anderson was a pitcher that was pretty much a journeyman. Fine, he was okay. Went there, pitched great, and then got a big contract from the Angels. Good for him. And the other one that's happening right now, helped them win a World Series last year, was Michael Kopech, a pitcher who transitioned to the bullpen for the White Sox, and he had great stuff but struggled. They brought him there. He was outstanding for them. And I think about that from the perspective of Mekhi Becton, a first-round pick who struggled, came to the Eagles, and now he's going to get a long-term deal, whether it's here or somewhere else, going to get a long-term deal. As I record this, he's still a free agent. And I think about Josh Uche. I think about Kenyon Green, who was traded here, but I think about Josh Uche really in this perspective, and Green gets the same position. I think the Eagles are now going to be looked at for those younger free agents that have not lived up to their draft status, that have not secured the long-term second contract, but are still in that sweet spot that if they have one good year, they get back to free agency and get it then. This is going to be the landing spot. This is going to be where players say, get me to Philadelphia. They could coach me up. I could win football games. I'm in big games. Everyone's watching me. And if I'm good, they'll give me a chance to play. It also speaks to the Zach Bond thing. Zach Bond came here on a one-year deal. And look at the money he got. Now he stayed. Now, maybe Mekhi Becton leaves, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, the point is, this is the place to go if you want to get better and if you want to be afforded the opportunity to play in big games while getting better and re-showcasing yourself for the whole league and the Eagles. The Eagles have created that. It is an incredible, incredible advantage to have as an organization because players are going to want to flock here and they'll take less money or they'll take the 1 year prove it deal here rather than the 2 year small deal somewhere else because they know they could parlay the 1 year deal here into something else. So I think it's almost like they've created this synergy between themselves. They want these players, but these players want them. That stands out to me right away. That feeling that you could be resurrected here. The other thing that stands out is they're all high picks. So there's an upside there. And the other point I want to make off of baseball is, and this kind of fits the Adoree Jackson thing. So I remember a line back in the day that Brian Cashman had, general manager, team president of the New York Yankees, that because, you know, the Yankees, when they were in their heyday, when they were the Dodgers, you know, what the Dodgers are now, the Yankees were 20 years ago. And there was a thought they had that they would always sign for their bench former all-stars that were at the end of their career, or they were role players or, you know, part-time players, whatever you want to frame it. But they weren't, you know, the guys anymore, but they had them, whether it be an Eric Chavez or a Cecil Fielder or a Ruben Sierra or Daryl Strawberry or Dwight Gooden or whatever. I mean, you go, they had a million of them over those years. David Justice, Jose Canseco, a million of them over those years when that was a dynasty. And Brian Cashman had a line that every player falls. The great ones, though, they fall from special to decent to okay, while the good players fall from okay to unplayable. So even if you are in the okay or just decent stage, that's, you know, you've fallen. That player is clearly in decline, but they had so far to fall as still a productive player. And I think about Adoree Jackson in that way. Adoree Jackson's not the player he was when he came out of college, but he was a first-round pick. He had a nice career. He got a nice contract a few years ago from the New York Giants. And now he comes here and he could be a nice stopgap corner for a year, assuming health, while they try to figure out if Kelee Ringo could start. They kind of insulate themselves against an issue where Kelee Ringo gets hurt or they don't want to be forced to make a draft pick they don't want to make. It's a smart signing. But the other thing that stood out to me with all these players that the Eagles brought in, and I think it really shows the health of the organization. It shows why continuity is such an important part of why the Eagles are so good. That they're not just good because they're smart. They're good and they're smart because they're allowed to be good and smart, if that makes any sense. You know, Howie wrote, you know, let's use this example. There's a lot of GMs in the NFL right now. I mean, obviously Cleveland is a good example there. I think the Giants are a good example where they're fighting for their jobs on a daily basis. This offseason, Andrew Berry, who's a sharp guy, Joe Shane, not a sharp guy, but they're fighting for their jobs. And they're going to make decisions this offseason for their job. And they could say they're not, and they could pretend they're doing what's best for the organization. But does anyone actually believe that? No, because human nature says you're going to protect your job. And if you're on the hot seat, you're going to do something to try to save your job. Howie Roseman doesn't have to think like that. The front office here doesn't have to think like that. So everything they do could be a marker point for something they do down the line. It doesn't have to just be for now. It could be for the future. And you look at the three players they've acquired this week, Kenyon Green, Josh Uche, Adoree Jackson. The Eagles have history with all of them, even if you didn't realize it. Let's go, let's kind of do this in chronological order, starting with the most recent. So Kenyon Green was the 15th pick in the 2022 NFL draft. Remember, the Eagles originally had, I believe, the 18th and the 14th pick, something to that accord. 18th and I think it was the 14th. I think it was 18th and 14th in that draft. They moved up to get Jordan Davis with the 13th pick. They jumped. They moved ahead of Baltimore, I believe, for that particular player. But the 18th pick, of course, went to the Tennessee Titans for A.J. Brown. So that entire lead up to the draft, Eagles had two first-round picks in the teens, whatever the numbers were, let's call it that. And Kenyon Green was the 15th pick. So I imagine, if you go back, Howie Roseman in the front office did an extensive work on probably a grouping of 20 players that they thought could be there between, let's say, 7 and 27. And they knew they'd be in the mix for that, so they had to prepare for all those players being there. Those players included Jordan Davis, they took Kyle Hamilton, who was a lot of rumors they could take, Kenyon Green, Jahan Dotson, who ended up here last summer, Kenny Pickett, who ended up here last year, we know was just traded away. But does it surprise anybody that they traded for this player? They have all the background. They may have loved him and feel like he just got off to a rocky start at Houston, but they thought he was could have been their pick then. You know, because you go to a draft, you don't know. I mean, the board's going to be the board, and you got to be fluid, and you got to be able to move around. So the work they did on Kenyon Green then now will pay off because they said, look, take him. And quickly, let me give you another name I would keep an eye on over the next few weeks if there's a trade and the Eagles use some of these picks to trade. Jermaine Johnson II, pass rusher out of Florida State, was rumored to be a guy the Eagles could have interest in 2022. He ended up later in that first round. He fell to 26, but kind of in that range I just mentioned. He has 10 career sacks, 7.5 2 years ago, didn't play much last year. 2.5 as a rookie. If the Jets are soured on him, that's a name I would watch. Jermaine Johnson, an edge rusher. We'll see how Aaron Glenn wants to use him in his first year of his defense. But another guy that the Philadelphia Eagles probably did extensive work on there in that draft. So that's the Kenyon Green story. Let's go back to 2020. Jalen Hurts, we know, was the 53rd pick by the Eagles in the second round of the 2020 draft. The 60th pick, which means a guy they absolutely did work on, was Josh out of Michigan, who now arrived here yesterday as an edge rusher and someone that could help them. Ironically, A.J. Dillon also signed this week, second round pick, 2020, with the 62nd pick in the draft. Now, were the Eagles truly, really interested in Josh Uche and A.J. Dillon? I don't know, but I know they did work on them. There's no way they didn't do work on players that were drafted right in the same exact area where they had a pick. By the way, Zach Bond, the 74th pick in the draft where the Philadelphia Eagles took Jalen Hurts with the 53rd overall pick. They took Davion Taylor at 103. Did they like Zach Bond a lot then? And if he fell, would they have taken him? Maybe. Probably. They ended up with a way worse player that I think washed out of the league at this point. I don't think Davion Taylor's even an NFL player. Yeah, he hasn't played in a game since 2021. I don't think he's even on a practice squad. So, wow, that really washed out. But the point is, when they drafted Hurts, they did work on all those guys in that second and third round range, and boom, that's where Josh Uche was right after Jalen Hurts. You go back to 2017, the draft that was here in Philadelphia leading into the Super Bowl season. The Eagles took Derek Barnett with the 14th overall pick. Well, with the 13th pick was Hassan Reddick, who we know they acquired a few years later. With the 18th pick, was Adoree Jackson. And you go back to that time, the Eagles did have questions at corner. They had Jalen Mills. They eventually traded that summer for Ronald Darby. But I would imagine Adoree Jackson was a part of that process. A couple years ago, he was set to take a visit here to Philadelphia, I believe after the 21 season, to visit the Eagles on a, you know, a recruiting trip, a free agent trip, and he ended up going to the Giants first on just his journey, his path, his tour, whatever you call it, and he signed there and never left the building, and the Eagles never got a chance to sign him, but there's probably a real chance they liked Adoree Jackson then. So the Eagles have a type in free agency. They have a type of former high picks. They have a type of guys who could resurrect their career. They have a type of players that were once great that or good. There's still a lot left in the tank. They have a type in that they can resurrect you and get you to the next stage of your career, maybe here, maybe somewhere else. And they have a past history with you, whether it be a free agent visit, whether it be an official visit, you know, heading into the NFL draft cycle. The Eagles have a type. They pull every lever. They use every source of information they have at their disposal. And nothing is for no reason. So I don't think it's a coincidence they've brought in all these former first-rounders the last couple of years. I think they think there's a there's almost like an distressed asset's probably the wrong word. Maybe Kenyon Green is a distressed asset. There's an untapped market where if a guy was a first or second round pick and he is still in his prime ages and he's out there, just bring him in. Just bring him in. Maybe it won't work. Maybe it will. Chance Womack didn't work. But maybe Kenyon Green will. Mekhi Becton did. Bring him in. Give it a shot because there's still some talent there. And if you go back and you have some history, you scouted the player, you know the player, you interviewed the player, you're at the combine with the player, go back and hearken on that. If you liked them then, there was probably a reason for it. The Eagles have a type in free agency. It is clear, and it's become more clear by the day. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.